kind of, like I said, stayed up a little late last night. Well, one of us went to bed at, what was it, halftime, you said, right?
Yeah.
Halftime. Well, good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for sticking around and taking one for the team there, Michelle Spring.
Someone's got to get in here early.
Could have used you. Oh, I see what you're saying. Beat me by about 3 minutes today.
Yeah, it was maybe two. Maybe.
Maybe. All right, gotcha. Hey, last night, not only a big night on the basketball court, but in terms of finales for your favorite reality singing and dancing competitions, well, those came to an end, too. American Idol, first year on Fox, had its finale last night. It was the second night of a two-part season finale for Idol. Get this. Going into last night, there were three contestants remaining. About halfway through the show, they got rid of one. Some girl named Gabby Barrett. But after that, it left two, Maddie Poppy and Caleb Lee Hutchinson. And things got kind of weird at the end when they revealed, oh, hey, we're boyfriend and girlfriend now, too. And we're going up against each other on American Idol. Yeah, the final two remaining revealed during the show that they were indeed an item, as it was rumored. So kind of made for some cute tension, I guess, with those two waiting for the winner to be announced.
Did you watch?
No, I didn't watch. I mean, just the highlights and Seacrest at the end going, and the winner of American Idol is Maddie Poppy. Congratulations. And, you know, the whole long pause and everything.
Right.
It's great for radio, I tell you that. What was weird, Seacrest after that, basically, I don't know if it was out of his own pocket or what, but he is sending the couple to Hawaii for a little vacation. He said, hey, you both had a long journey on Idol. You're now dating. Why don't you go off to Hawaii, you little lovebirds? Guess that's the consolation prize for the dude who lost.
Came in second.
Caleb Lee Hutchinson. Not only does he have to hear it from his now girlfriend all the time about winning American. Hey, babe, I got to go on Good Morning America this morning. You know, because I won American Idol and you came in second place. You can come, too, if you want. I don't know. Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and The Seacrest will all be back next year, I guess, for a second season. They don't know when it's going to start, though.
Gotcha.
Season number two on Fox. DWTS, we all know that's what, Michelle?
Dancing with the Stars.
Avi.
Of course.
I mean, come on. They had their first ever athletes season, and it was a quick, like, abbreviated season, only like 4 or 5 weeks. Bing, bang, boom, and they were done. Adam Rippon, Olympic ice skater, was the winner for Dancing with the Stars Athletes Edition. In the finals were Tanya Harding. Surprised she didn't do whatever it took to win that competition at all costs. Tanya Harding. Then NFL cornerback Josh Norman. He came in third place as well. Well, he was within the top three. But first time they had a athletes edition.
This was the first time I didn't watch.
I didn't see any of it.
Me neither.
Too much going on. There's other things on TV to watch too.
Bad timing. We got a lot going on.
Bad timing?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it. This Dancing with the Stars athletes, they tried to go up against Idol, which made a comeback, The Voice.
Right.
As well.
In the NBA Finals.
And we have the Cavs playing too. I mean, our priorities have to be straight.
Right, hello.
Also, what was on last night, too, is the Miss USA competition.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, a lady from Nebraska won it. Sarah Rose Summers from the Cornhusker State beat out 50 other women to win the crown at this year's Miss USA. She went to Texas Christian University, TCU, but is a Nebraska native. That's her hometown, where she reps. The finals had three contestants, one from North Carolina, the other from Nevada. Get this, one of the last questions. What a weird question this is. They asked the contestants, if you were on your way to a march, say a hypothetical march or a rally, what would you write on a blank sign? Kind of weird, right? Just a strange, strange question.
Wow.
I know. One of the contestants said, listen to each other, which is, I don't know, a good answer. One said, speak your voice. The other woman said, your body, your rights. Wonder what kind of rally she's going to. Hashtag me too. What would I put on a sign? I don't know what I would put.
I'd probably write spread love.
Spread love?
Yeah.
This is what I would put on a sign. Always believe something, Cleveland. Always believe something, Cleveland. It's always I would need front. The world. I would need front and back.
Always us against the front world. And back. Cleveland against the world. Let's go!
No.
I would put that on
yours
a sign.
Yours would be zero level of concern.
Oh, you know what? That,
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
Right. No, actually, this is what I would put on my sign. Right?
I like big minds.
That's what I would put on mine. Just because. Actually, I would have zero level of concern on one side, and I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
On the other side,
okay. Yeah. So, you can, you know, dual signage. Dual signage. That way, if you don't know what march or rally you're going to, you basically have all your bases covered. Cross your D's and dot your lower K's, J's. Of course, the winner, Sarah Rose Summers, she now heads off to the Miss Universe competition.
Ooh, fancy.
The Lachey's hosted that last night.
I saw that.
Nick and Vanessa.
Yeah.
The Lackeys.
The Lackeys.
So, and then I think Steve Harvey does the Miss Universe, right?
Yeah, remember that?
A couple years ago where he screwed up.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
No.
Definitely.
That'll live with you forever.
That, nowadays with, what's that new thing called?
Social media?
They just invented it like the other day. That and YouTube. I don't know. I'm hip to all that
internet.
Stuff. The interwebs. Yeah, you know. Hey, what a game last night, right? By the way.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody who thought maybe the Cavs were, the Cavs are done. Cavs suck.
Joe was so negative about the whole thing.
I couldn't even listen to that guy. What did I tell him that one day right in the doorway?
I forget.
Can't repeat it, whatever.
Probably.
It was. The Cavs are done. Oh, LeBron. After this year, LeBron's gone, man. He's going to Houston.
He said that the whole day.
Going to Los Angeles. It's not just Joe. It was everybody else too.
And then Chris Kale.
All you overreactors, get the heck.
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
What have I been telling you?
I wonder
guys
if Chris Kale is nervous
for a week. Oh, hey.
Does he have any level of concern right now?
His level of concern. It's up there. It can't be measured. I know that. Should have heard him last night. Chris Kale is a Celtics fan. Last night in the first quarter, literally the first quarter was not even over, and he's already complaining about the officiating. I'm like, dude, get the heck out of my group message right now. I mean, honestly. But anyway, no, for those who thought the Cavs were done, nah-uh. Still have the best player in the world, so it's not done until he says it.
You think Kyrie was? How do you think he felt last night, sitting at the queue?
Listen. I don't care how Kyrie felt last night. Okay, I will care.
You think he made a wrong decision leaving?
I don't know.
He regrets his decision?
I don't think he regrets it. He may eventually one day down the road say if he, you know, doesn't win another championship or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He may regret it one day down the road, but I don't know. Right now, I think he's comfortable.
I don't see him winning another. No way.
I hope not.
Title.
Not as long as this guy's playing in the East.
It'll
be hard. Be hard. By the way, he's trying to make it to the finals for like the eighth straight season. So, hey, you hear about this GoFundMe account? They're trying to raise like $1 million to build LeBron a statue.
Where?
In downtown Akron.
Oh, they shouldn't need a GoFundMe. I feel like that's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. GoFundMe account has been established with the goal to raise $1 million to sculpt and erect a statue of LeBron James in Akron.
They're going to need more than $1 million.
You think so? No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
For a LeBron bronze bust. A LeBron's bust. There you go. LeBron's.
Yeah, see what I did. So cheesy.
Anyway. The artist who they apparently have been in contact with, I don't know who started this GoFundMe account, but this artist, his name is Omri Amreni. He's created statues for basketball greats before: Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And apparently, if they do raise enough money, this guy will be the artiste of this LeBron statue. You better get that hairline right on that statue. That's all I'm saying.
Did you do it before or after the surgery?
He didn't have surgery.
Let's be honest. Do a before and after of before he left for Miami, his hairline to what it looks like now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a distinct difference.
Listen, LeBron, I feel you, all right? I know we both grew up in the mean streets of Akron early in our life. I taught him everything he knows, but we both have horrible hairlines. I feel him. I feel where he's coming.
Is it once you get into your 30s, men just start losing their hair?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. But listen, like LeBron, I'm sure it's a give and take, you know? I'd rather have this horrible hairline and be great at something like I am at broadcasting, you know what I mean? And I'm sure LeBron would give up his hairline to be great at something like he is at basketball. It's a give and take in life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can't have everything.
You really can't. You really can't. I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So believe that's the saying there.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, hey, later I'll give you guys more info on that Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Gold Plate Challenge. You see that vehicle sitting out there?
I did.
I want to drive that thing around.
That looks fun.
I've always wanted a truck. But then you see the price tag, and you're like, nah, stick to a car.
You can have my husband's truck. I've been trying to get rid of it.
What does he have?
A Dodge.
Is it like an old, beat-up kind of like truck?
No, it's a Dodge Ram.
Mm.
Big one. I can't step into it. I'm a little... I got short legs.
Listen, you are vertically challenged.
So he had to put rails on the bottom so I could step into it. I hate it. So if you want a truck...
Girl, climb on into my truck.
I'll give it to you.
Step onto them rails right there. Watch your step.